At 355 Kids. What door would you open for a kid today?
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert.
The Speaker of the House wants to leave the House. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News has just confirmed that House Speaker Paul Ryan will not run for re-election in 2018, and that he's expected to tell his fellow Republicans in his caucus that very message later today. He would join dozens of other Republicans in Congress who plan to not seek re-election in 2018. Four senators, Democrats and Republicans, plan to introduce a bill today to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The White House says he's gone too far after the FBI raid targeting President Trump's personal lawyer. And while Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has said he has no plans to fire Mueller.
I know a number of individuals in the legal community and including at the Department of Justice said he has the power to do so.
President Trump tweeted this morning, Russia, get ready. U.S. missiles are coming in Syria. Nice and new and smart. Fox's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, President Trump was apparently responding to comments made by the Russian ambassador to Lebanon, who says that if U.S. missiles are fired at Syria, they will be shot down and the launch sites will also be targeted. This following a suspected chemical weapons attack, which the U.S. blames on the Syrian government. Syria denies involvement. In response to the president's tweet, the Russian foreign ministry suggesting a U.S. strike could be aimed at destroying evidence. Dave?
Simon, Facebook CEO, will testify again next hour. Power at the House the day after apologizing at the Senate for not protecting his customers.
And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy.
257 people are dead in Algeria, where a military plane crashed onto a farm. It's a charred wreckage there. That flight was full of Algerian soldiers and their families and went down shortly after takeoff. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great. So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Again, our top Fox News story just developing in the last several minutes. We have confirmed that House Speaker Paul Ryan is going to tell his fellow Republicans in their caucus in Congress he will not seek re-election in 2018 in his home state of Wisconsin. There's a new push at the White House to get Americans who are on welfare back to work.
President Trump's latest executive order calling for a top-to-bottom review of various federal welfare programs and investing in ones that are, quote, effective at moving people into the workforce and out of poverty. The order also calls on agencies like the Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture to find ways to create or strengthen work requirements for welfare recipients. But welfare advocates say the requirements could devastate those who experience hardships in finding work, like single mothers and those with mental illness. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Bill Cosby's retrial is about to resume in Pennsylvania on charges he assaulted a woman in 2004. Former actress Heidi Thomas will continue testifying, and she claims Cosby used laced wine to lure her into a sex act in 1984. One of several accusers will testify at this trial.
They have stories to tell. Many of them have waited decades to tell that story.
Lisa Bloom represents one of the witnesses. Cosby's defense calls them irrelevant to this case. A drug bust in Georgia that looked at first like child's play.
It's one of the biggest meth busts ever in Gwinnett County, Georgia. DEA agents say they found about $2 million worth of the illegal drug inside 500 figurines of Winnie the Pooh, Donald Duck, Pluto, and other Disney characters. DEA special agent in charge, Robert Murphy, says the meth was delivered from Mexico and was destined for nearby Atlanta. He adds another load containing legitimate ceramic figures was intercepted and is believed to have been intended as a decoy. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be a big sell-off coming up when the opening bell rings this hour. Dow futures down more than 200. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois graduate student is facing multiple charges after he allegedly filed false police reports to scam money out of his credit card company. The News Gazette says the charges say between May and December of last year, 25-year-old Shan Zhu made six false reports to Champaign, Urbana, and UI police, claiming his identity was stolen, the credit card charges made to his account were fake, that packages had been taken from his doorstep, and his apartment had been hit by a burglar. The mayor of Mount Pulaski is stepping down. WCIA says Mayor James Cole has been accused of re-entering a union contract without getting council approval and signing a $10,000 business check without asking the council. Volunteers are needed for the 11th annual Austin Cloyd's Day of Service. It is coming up this Saturday, hosted by Centennial High School's Interact Club. It honors Austin Cloyd, who died in the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by our friends at CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated. They actually supply the good people here at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. They have a lot of Betsy and Brad Parks stuff. CMIClean.com, local and great at what they do. 359-6262. I think it's warming up.
Yes, and what a pretty morning to be a hard-working man, Stevie J. We've got sunshine, high 64 expected, 52 our low tonight, more clouds, a little breezy. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 75, low 55. Up to 72 on Friday, more clouds, and then a chance of thunderstorms Friday night. That chance of rain continues on Saturday and Sunday. Right now we're 39. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is part of our hardworking series, one of a number of these that we'll be doing out and around. And I'm happy to be at Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer, Russ Gulliford. If I said, what do you do? You're at a cocktail party and you got a sugarless drink. What would you say you did?
We provide services for people that need services, for portable restrooms and for septic and sewer services complete.
When I go to a wedding and see some of the fancy schmancy ones, man, you have those?
We have those, yep. We call them VIP units.
Uh-huh. And those are men and women separate?
Correct, yep. Individual stalls with running water, heat, or air conditioning. Even got music piped in.
See, that's fancy, Diane. That's the kind of stuff
I know.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. See, what I hope to do in this hardworking man series here, I'd hope I can inspect a clean one, is what I was hoping you'd have me do.
You'll get that opportunity.
I just don't like the vagueness of this. You'll get the opportunity. For what? You told me not to chew my nails?
That's correct. You see the schedule here. Everything in red is you. That's what you're going to take care of today.
Wow.
Any restaurants and grease traps?
No, we won't be doing grease traps.
Cause
oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'm only
Your
here till noon, Russ.
Idea.
I'm just here till noon, Russ.
You might not get to do that one.
Yes. No, oh, that's too bad. Darn. Well, he's got me all blocked out here, you know, because the Hardworking Man series includes 3 hours. I should have said 45 minutes when I proposed this. But I'm here till noon. And then I'm beat. I'll put in three full. Yeah. How many breaks do I get in 3 hours?
Just the ride in the truck.
Dang it. I hope we're going to Effingham.
Not possible.
You said you service Decatur and stuff.
We do. We have trucks in that area.
Do you need me to go to Decatur and schmooze with somebody and chew the fat?
Maybe your next trip.
Okay, he's serious about this thing because I wasn't near this serious. What's this thing about dump? I don't like that word in your business.
You could experience the sanitary district where we dump all of our waste. Mm.
That's got to be at least an hour drive, right?
About 20 minutes.
Dang it. Okay. But I can roll down my window?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you were serious about this. You got all kinds of business here going. Too bad I'm going to miss your Red Lobster pump grease trap exterior. Darn, I'm sorry I'll miss that one, but that's way past my bedtime. You guys put a full day in, don't you?
We do, yep. We start early, and we usually work until about 5 o'clock.
But you take care of your people because you said it's all about them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love serving the people. We love serving the community.
So when people see a job posting for Gulliford, they probably ought to apply.
Absolutely. And we're hiring now.
Really? What you looking for?
We're looking for route technician drivers, kind of like what you're going to experience today.
So I could apply for the route technician job?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. So would it be like something that would be good for guy my age, or you're looking a little younger? What you looking for?
We have guys your age, but yeah, it doesn't really matter. We don't have a discrimination on the age. We'll train you how to do it and do it correctly and do it safe.
I just drive around doing whatever technicians do, which I may not want to know.
Oh no, you would want to know, and it's you'll stay clean.
It's great. This is a solid company here, folks. Is a really good leader. Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. Yeah, sorry about going to miss all that action in the afternoon, but I got to go at noon, see. But Russ, I'm excited to do whatever you got me doing in the red, except the three things there. If I could just avoid those and stay in the office and answer phone calls with Michelle.
It wouldn't be as fun, trust me.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. Part of the hardworking man thing, and I wore jeans and a flannel just because, even though my clothes look kind of new, just because they are. I just don't know if I can pull this off. My hands are not soft. The only calluses I ever had from golf and softball. Okay, so we are live here and happy to be here. Talked to Robert O'Neill in the first hour. He's a Navy SEAL guy that found Osama bin Laden and killed him.
Wrote the book Operator and got a couple of texts in to 359-2255 regarding that wonderful interview. Thanks for that, Stevie J.
Yeah, it's a good man, and he's brave, a Navy SEAL, brave. Well, the associate editor of The Hill is Jesse Burns. Jesse, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Ever worked at a portable toilet place?
I can't say I have.
Okay, because I could hook you up. They're taking applications right now for technicians. You want to work for Russ. Okay, Jesse, Paul Ryan says he's not running for re-election, meaning we're going to have a new Speaker of the House, maybe a minority guy, maybe the Speaker. What's your take? Surprised?
It's not a huge surprise, no. I think the timing of it is somewhat kind of intriguing. He definitely could have, and I think the expectation among some Republicans might have been that he would run for re-election and just to kind of show that there's confidence going into the midterms and then announce after winning if he was going to step down. But he's doing it now, indicating, you know, sources telling The Hill and other media outlets that he plans to step down at the end of his term, so not seek re-election in the fall. That's going to be taken as a big indication for Republicans that they're going to suffer some pretty big losses in November.
I'm not buying the narrative, Jesse. You know more than me. You're in Washington, but I don't buy that narrative. I know that the people in charge usually lose stuff. I'm not convinced they're going to lose power. I just think it's a different time, and I think that's what everybody's supposed to think, but I don't buy into it. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think there's the factor with certainly with Trump that that election was kind of bucked the norm. But traditionally in midterm elections, the party that holds the White House, but now the Republican Party, typically suffers losses in midterm elections. So even Republicans, you know, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, have acknowledged that they expect to lose seats. The question is how much, and if they lose enough, will that shift the power and the majority to Democrats? Right now, Democrats need to net 24 seats in the House to win re-election, and we're seeing dozens of Republicans across the country in districts that are difficult for Republicans, in districts that Republicans even have are favored, that they are announcing their retirement. So it's definitely an uphill battle for the GOP in the fall, for the House at least.
Nancy Pelosi?
You might see Speaker Pelosi again.
I struggle with that. I just can't believe that, Jesse. I don't know. Maybe, but maybe Connor Lamb will take over the whole darn thing.
I think there will be some competition for leadership of the Democratic side, but you know, at this point, the Republicans are jockeying as well in case they hold on to the majority. Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader from California, as well as Steve Scalise, the majority whip from Louisiana, are both they've been floated as potential successors for Ryan if the Republicans hold on to the majority. There's this announcement today that we're seeing. We expect it sometime later today, but sources saying that Ryan is going to announce his retirement. That's a big move to signal that month before the election. It gives Republicans at least an opportunity to run a different Republican for Ryan's seat in Wisconsin. But for Republicans more broadly, it kind of signals that he wants to get out before the midterms, which is going to be interpreted as a signal that he doesn't expect them to do very well.
TheHill.com, Jesse Burns, Associate Editor. Would you please call Paul Ryan's office since you're out there? And just tell him that Stevie J wants to be his agent because we're going to make $100,000 a night on the mashed potato circuit.
He's definitely, going to have a lot of opportunities after leaving.
I know it. And he's already got the Washington Speakers Bureau or yada, yada, whatever. I need to be his agent. Come on. We'll be in touch, Jesse. Thanks for the info, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Associate Editor of TheHill.com, who's never worked technician day in his life, Jesse Burns. Oh, what's that pay? A $10 an hour job as a technician at Dulliford, $9.50. What kind of money can I make with this job, Russ? I mean, is there, based on experience, which I have none?
Depends on your skill level. It requires a driver's license, a C license at least, or a CDL. But we start guys $17, $18.
Excuse me? $17, $18 an hour?
Starting out, correct.
Uh-huh. Weekends are possible. Maybe I'll jump on. You work on the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of events on the weekend. You make more on the weekend.
Man, $18 an hour, man. And for a guy with guns like me and a flannel, Barbie 19.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with sports. Be sure to check all the social media after 9. You might want to see Facebook.
Yeah.
I think we'll go Facebook Live.
Our hardworking man, Stevie J, Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer today. We got a win for you St. Louis Cardinal fans. The final was 5-3 yesterday. We've got your Redbird Recap on ESPN 93.5.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
When you need a win, that's the way to get it.
It is, Mike, and right down to the last strike, Jairo Munoz, a rookie, took a walk facing J.J. Hoover, and then the Cardinals were able to get the tying run after a base hit by Martinez, a single by Greg Garcia, and then in the 11th inning after Leon worked a 3-up-3 down top half, getting Milwaukee out, base hit for DeYoung, home run, Matt Carpenter. The Cardinals go for a series win today against the Brewers.
That'll be a 12 05 with the play-by-play at 11:20 a.m. pregame start for you. We'll go for Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals to take 2 out of 3. The Redbirds win it on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. What a game.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klatt.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt, summer in Wisconsin, speed round. Ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it, and you'll love Wisconsin, too. Visit TravelWisconsin.com to learn more.
Well, shoot. The home opener was spoiled for the Cubs as Pittsburgh won 8-5 yesterday. Anthony Rizzo on the 10-day DL with that sore back. Game tonight just after 7 on US 105.9. Tampa Bay beat the Chicago White Sox, spoiling their home opener series. Actually, they're 0-5 at home. Less than 1,000 in attendance is what I was hearing. 6-5, Tampa Bay on top yesterday. Bulls of Detroit tonight. Hornets over the Pacers 119-93. Illinois beat ISU 4-2 yesterday. Their season is at 20-8. And Brent Spillane, one of the top 40 players named to the Golden Spike midseason watch list. Go Illini! As far as our forecast goes, we're looking at a high of 64, 52 our low tonight, 75 with sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Your Fox Business Minute now on ESPN 93.5 at 820.
From the Fox Business Network, you're paying more for things than a year ago, though consumer prices declined 0.1% in March, reflecting lower gas prices last month. Excluding food and energy, prices increased 0.2%, and the year-over-year increase was 2.4%. Sprint and T-Mobile are discussing a merger. It's the third time in 4 years they've been in talks. The Wall Street Journal says these discussions are in the preliminary stage. Sprint and T-Mobile could share stores, their network and headquarters, and they would have nearly 100 million customers. Blood testing firm Theranos has laid off approximately 100 people, most of its workforce. Theranos was accused of misleading investors about the accuracy of its blood testing technology. It recently settled civil fraud charges with the SEC. The Dow was up 428 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And again, our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Provident Financial Group in Champaign. See Starla Carr, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I will be riding around, it appears. Are those like grease things we'll be doing? Oh, boy. Are you sure you want me to go on the grease ones? I can stay in the truck. By the way, if you're looking for one technician, you said? Man, Diane, we know people.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? And it isn't the $17 an hour or so. It's the guy. You always want to work for a good guy. Everything is the boss. He's got the culture going on now. Now, I don't know if you like to work, but you ought to come apply, because that's a pretty good pay.
Yeah.
Got to have a driver's license, and you got to be honest. We demand the same thing at radio, mm-hmm. though. You got to be honest, all right?
Integrity,
yeah. Integrity, hungry, and positive mental outlook.
Exactly.
I am excited to be part of that grease trap.
You'll be learning a lot about the, you know, ins and out of the restaurant business, the festivals and events, and you'll have more appreciation when you go to these things.
Could somebody please take a social media picture of my nose pressed against the window, just looking at my watch? When is this over? Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm excited to go to the grease trap. Positive. Yeah. Fired up. No, good. No, really. Seriously, if you know somebody who would look at 17 an hour at least, if you're really good at this thing, and this is a great place to be. Russ Gulliford runs a family business, and he treats his people really, really well. I mean, really well. So, again, in the world of work, the best thing you can start with is who's running the show, and you got a good man here. So just a tip, because you probably know somebody who knows somebody who probably looking, and you want to be happy, and they'll train you and do all that stuff. Heck, they're going to train me. They can train a monkey if they can train me. Okay? I did deliver meat one time, one day, 17-hour day, Russ. I delivered meat. I was Rocky with a white coat on. 17 hours.
That's hard work.
Yes, sir. That was the only day of my life I did that because it was too hard. It's just like, whoa, ooh, no. And then I had a painting business, and Brian Lauer and I would look outside, and I'd see a few clouds. I said, Brian, she looks like rain. We better go golfing. See, that didn't make any sense because if it was raining, we couldn't go golfing.
Right.
But we canceled all jobs because I couldn't take a chance. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. Okay, we're going to take our break, come back. We got Wendy Patrick coming up. You know, the raid on President Trump's private attorney. They had to get a Trump judge to sign off on that. I don't know what they could have had that would say, we got to go now. He's about to commit a crime, because that's kind of that's how it's got to be. You got to have evidence that somebody's about to destroy documents. See, Hillary Clinton. You got to have that kind of compelling evidence for a judge, and this is a Trump-appointed judge. So there must be something there, right? Wendy Patrick, we'll talk about that, the raid on Michael Cohen's office. Bill Cosby's opening statements. You see, it might take a while for justice to be served, but it will be served. Bill Cosby, who had probably one of the best, I can't think of a better career from the standpoint of entertainment, from where he started, how funny. He was my favorite comedian by a long shot, clean, smart, and then he's a monster, drugging women, having sex with them, calling their dad, saying he's going to mentor them. What kind of evil guy is that? That is Dr. Huxtable. So that trial's going. Wendy Patrick will be coming up. Take a break. We'll be back live for the hardworking man. Stand by after 9 for social media stuff, I suppose, Twitter, Facebook Live stuff, and you might want to check it out. And I suppose when you do Facebook Live, can't people go back and do it too?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine, because I got jeans, boots, and flannel on, and I'm looking the part, and I think people will be buying. Oh, yeah. We'll be back.
Lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J, ESPN 93.5, along with Spherion Staffing. We're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be testing my skills on the job at Tapman's Towing, Mobile Meter in Champaign Public Works, and Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spherion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
Hey, it's me from Clark Plumbing. I say for the princess, now I'm here to save you money on your plumbing and heating needs.
Power up. Save time and money with Clark Plumbing and Heating. Whether it's residential or commercial plumbing, Clark Plumbing and Heating know how to get the job done, and they'll help their customers save coin. Don't be a turtle and hide in your shell. Call Clark Plumbing and Heating. They'll be in their carts in no time and at your door to solve your problem. Clark Plumbing and Heating. 356-5356. That's 356-5356. Or clark-plumbing.com.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
I-70. Please remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin. Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
You graduated Muhammad Seymour, but why did you want to do this work?
Growing up around it, my dad just retired with, I believe, 32 years with U of I PD, so he just retired at the beginning of this year.
Jeff!
Jeff, yep.
Jeff Christensen, I was just mingling with him over the avocados at Sam's, and he was chief of police at U of I for a number of years. Jeff Christensen just retired. I just saw him, so that's your dad.
Well, no wonder.
It's kind of in your blood.
I guess, yeah. I mean, just growing up around him, and a lot of his friends were police officers and so forth. And I picked up all the bad habits from him.
And speaking of your dad and being in this, how was it growing up? Did you have friends that were like, oh, let's not go over to the Christensen's house because we can't get away with anything over there?
Jokingly, yes. But my dad's more of a quiet guy, so I don't think my friends could tell if he was ever mad or just being himself.
That made him nervous. He's looking at me funny. Hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are a law enforcement official with Corey Christensen, Champaign County.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Paul Ryan is leaving Congress altogether at the end of the year. He confirms he will not run for re-election in November. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the Capitol.
Every indication that Ryan has given, he gets asked about this a lot, to this point has been that he plans to stay on as Speaker. Now, apparently, though, that has an expiration date. He's only going to be the Speaker until January. Now the question becomes, who is going to succeed Ryan?
And it would be a Democrat as Speaker if they win back the House. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's back at the Capitol after apologizing to senators yesterday about users' information being misused.
We have made a lot of mistakes in running the company.
He also said people in Russia are still trying to exploit the platform.
This is an arms race.
Zuckerberg confirmed Facebook is working with the special counsel's office in the Russia probe. Zuckerberg goes for House lawmakers today.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign teenager is admitted to bringing a stun gun to Jefferson Middle School. The News Gazette says the 14-year-old middle school student admitted to Judge Tom DeFanis that on March 9th, he had a stun gun in his locker at the school. He has been allowed to go home with his mother after he pleaded guilty to unlawful use of weapons. He had been locked up for 4 weeks. An 86-year-old man from Pena has died in a house fire. WCIA says George Rissler was pronounced dead at the scene. No word on a cause. Illinois could lose 2 congressional seats because of the state's population loss. The State Journal Register says Illinois is one of 9 states on track to give up a seat after the 2020 census. There is a chance the state could lose 2 seats in the U.S. House. The U.S. Census shows more than 33,000 people left the state between July of 2016 and July of last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
When this is all said and done, and this quarterback class has its busts, like it certainly will, and 50% of these guys at best pan out, when it's all said and done, which one of these assessments will be true? Josh Rosen, distractions. Personality problem. Doesn't have the workout ethic. Josh Allen, workout warrior. Doesn't process plays. Doesn't run complex offenses. Baker Mayfield, he's volatile. Don't know if he's got the right character to lead a team. He's also small. Sam Darnold, he turns the ball over, and he's pretty much average on everything else. Hindsight will tell us which of these predictions are true. Hindsight, perfect vision, the post-mortem will be right on some of these guys. The question is, which one? Because I'm going to tell you right now, the one that I'm going in on, the post-mortem that I don't need, the gamble I'm taking, I'm betting on Baker Mayfield.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
State Farm, this is Bill.
You finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
A beautiful day, Stevie J. We've got a high of 64 expected with the sunshine, and down to around 52 this evening. Up to 75 with sunshine expected tomorrow, down to around 55. Friday's high at 72, down to 58. A 70% chance of thunderstorms by Friday night, and that chance of rain carries into the weekend also. Right now we're at 40 on ESPN 93.5, and I have Wendy Patrick on the line.
It's Wendy Patrick, San Diego, California. Or are you in Grand Cayman?
I'm actually in San Diego today. Nice to talk to you.
Nice
you
to have
I
you
talk
on.
To you no matter where I am in the world, though, so it's a good question.
I know. She's a legal genius. It's Wendy Patrick, attorney at law. Okay, the raid on Michael Cohen's office. Tell me they had to have a whole bunch of stuff that would indicate Michael Cohen was about to commit a crime. How do you get a judge to sign off on something like that?
Yeah, Stevie, you have to have enough evidence, probable cause is the standard, that you're going to find evidence of a crime in a certain area and that, you know, the perpetrator is guilty. So it's both evidence of a crime and, secondly, that evidence of a crime will be found, or at least there's probable cause to believe it will be found, in a certain area. Three areas were searched here: Michael Cohen's office, his home, which is under construction, and a hotel room where he was staying. So when you look at those three areas, the next question is, well, what did they take? Supposedly, they took information, bank records, financial documents related not only to payments to Stormy Daniels, potentially, but also maybe something having to do with taxes, supposed bank fraud, nothing to do with the Mueller investigation. Let me just point that out, which is why Mueller referred this to the Southern District of New York for investigation. But the problem here, and let's just say it's a challenge, is when you raid an attorney's office and serve a search warrant there, you are necessarily going to be gathering attorney-client privileged information. So what you have to do in a search like this is you have to have an independent group of investigators whose job it is to make sure they weed through whatever is taken and make sure the crime investigators don't look at anything they're not legally able to look at. So that cuts down the ability of the main investigation team to actually look at everything they gathered.
Who's the referee in that?
Well, first of all, that's a great question, because it's two-tiered. So you have the original investigators that are serving the search warrant, and they're looking for the evidence of a crime. Then you've got the independent investigators that sometimes they're called the taint team, the privilege team. Their job is to weed out information that's privileged and not share it with the main investigator team. But you can imagine there can become a difference of opinion as to whether something is or isn't privileged, which is why a court, a judge, is always the best place to take these disputes. Let him or her rule on the admissibility of certain pieces of evidence if it's art.
You there, Wendy? We lost her? No.
And then there was talk of a monopoly. And is Facebook, is it a monopoly? And Senator Lindsey Graham.
No, I think we lost her.
Okay.
Yep. All right, whatever. Wendy Patrick talking about it. So there's a lot of layers here. I was about to say, what's this have to do with Russian collusion again? Oh, nothing. So you got the client attorney privilege, and then somebody's got to be the arbitrator that goes to the judge. So anyway, I guess we wait to see what all that. But I tell you what, I think it was a sucker play that the president, I don't think, will go for, because the last thing he wants to do is to fire anybody. Because it doesn't end anything. You want to end it. You don't want to fire somebody because it just starts again. And then, of course, that would rile up the embers, so to speak, You imagine the red meat. The media would be drooling. They would love that if he would only fire Mueller or Rosenstein or somebody like that. Then it's like, oh, we got him. A seismic. That's the worst part about the potential of the Democrats taking over the House, because no matter what, you're going to be bogged down in some sort of impeachment talk. For what? Because you don't like him? Because he's brash? Because he tweets too much? Why would you impeach Donald Trump? Well, he's collusion. No, there's no collusion. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, stupid. All right, we'll see how she plays out. Meanwhile, Syria, if you read all that, it sounds like something's imminent there. I don't know what they're going to do. What Russia says, they'll shoot out the missiles we send. Donald Trump tweets out, good luck to you. They're smart. This is just unusual to have, you know, stuff like that on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, ESPN 93.5, it is 8:40. Cubs lose. They play again this afternoon, don't they? It's cold in Chicago.
Tonight.
They're getting a little warm. Tonight. Oh, mm-hmm. It's cold. Okay. They wear their bear gear tonight at Wrigley Field. Pittsburgh, what? They're 8-2.
I know.
They traded McCutcheon. They traded their best pitcher. What? Didn't have them on the radar there. Again, Cardinals are thrilling, come from behind. Milwaukee's just pretty good. Cardinals fought hard and grinded for a couple of hours there. So we'll get some reporting and all that coming up next. How's our time? Are we pretty good?
Yeah, we can get to a break.
All right, let's do the break, do the sports, come back and get ready to work. That's what I'm doing. I'm live
right
at Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. They are hiring, my friends. They want to get you if you're who they're looking for. And it's a great place to work, my friends. If you're looking for work, know somebody that is. 17, 18 bucks an hour to be a technician riding around with Stevie J in a truck. How good can that be?
It seems like a good team over there, especially with Michelle coming here earlier this week.
Can you say 401k? Can you say matching? Yeah, I'm talking full health benefits. Yeah, it's a good place. All right, we'll be back, Diane.
Join us at Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana on April 13th and 14th for the Festival of Quilts, presented by Arby's and WCIA-TV. Our largest fundraiser, now in its 14th year, the festival features more than 100 beautifully hand- and machine-made quilts on display and for auction. Your visit to our campus can also include the opportunity to shop at our Festival of Quilt gift shop, take a tour, or enjoy a lunch and a baked treat. Help us celebrate a tradition that offers warmth, comfort, and hope to the youth at Cunningham Children's Home. Visit CunninghamHome.org for more information.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign, Urbana, and Mattoon, Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Spring is finally here, and Country Arbor's is open and ready to supply you with all your home and garden needs. We grow hundreds of thousands of annuals and 600 varieties of perennials right here in Urbana. If you're looking for a large shade tree, then you want to come out and see our thousands of trees dug and ready to be planted. Country Arbor's offers a planting service on all our trees. Buy three or more trees, and we'll give you 20% discount on the tree and the planting. We guarantee all of our larger trees that we plant for 5 years. And don't forget, we deliver dozens of different mulches and stone. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
mm-hmm.
and shapes.
So be honest.
What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. ESPN 92.5, let's check the sports headlines, Diane.
All right, when it comes to the Illini in baseball, we won yesterday 4-2. Now we're 20-8 on the season. We beat the Illinois State University Redbirds. Brent Spillane, first baseman, one of 40 players named the Golden Spikes midseason watch list presented annually to the top amateur player in the country. A baseball team will be in action against Rutgers on Friday the 13th at 6. Our softball team takes on Wisconsin in Madison on Friday the 13th at 5. So take note. Go Illini. We had Matt Carpenter with a two-run homer. Cardinals over the Brewers. Your Redbird recap on ESPN 93.5.
You need a win, and that's the way to get it.
It is, Mike, and right down to the last strike, Jairo Munoz, a rookie, took a walk facing J.J. Hoover, and then the Cardinals were able to get the tying run after a base hit by Martinez, a single by Greg Garcia, and then in the 11th inning after Leon worked a 3-up, 3-down top half, getting Milwaukee out. Base hit for DeYoung, home run, Matt Carpenter. The Cardinals go for a series win today against the Brewers.
That'll be a 12:05 with the play-by-play at 11:20 a.m. pregame start for you. We'll go for Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals to take 2 out of 3. The Redbirds win it on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. What a game.
Dang it! The home opener and the Cubs did not win. 8-5, Pittsburgh Pirates on top in that game. I know there was a kid that was in the stands that said, "Don't tell my principal I'm not at school. I'm at the Cubs home opener." And it was tweeted out and hit all social media. So I'm sure with the millions of followers on the Cubs site, the word got back to that principal. Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 6-5. They've got a game this afternoon. Bulls in Detroit will play tonight. We have the Charlotte Hornets beating the Pacers 119-93. Also trending in basketball, Rutrow, that college probe in the basketball programs on federal corruption, North Carolina State, and possibly Kansas. ESPN 93.5.
Is that me? Okay. We're just talking shop because, you know, I'm kind of getting in the working thing, sucking out this and sucking out that. I'm ready.
Right around the coffee pot kind of thing? Or...
So what? Josh has joined us here. Oh, what are we doing on social media? Do you have any idea?
We'll be Facebook live for a lot of your jobs with Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford. I'm going to save some key video for later in the week. But we're just going to have a lot of photos and have a lot of fun with, you know, you're in your flannel today. And it's time to get your hands dirty.
Yes.
Is it too apparent that my clothes are new? Does that give it away that I don't have a clue what I'm doing here? No. Yeah. Because I remember I mentioned the Unity High School paint job when I got on the painting crew and showed up with new jeans on because I didn't have any old ones.
Yeah.
They laughed pretty hard. I had actually spilled paint intentionally to make it look like I had work jeans on.
I mean, my first radio gig. I ended up dressing up like the Blues Brothers for my blues show on Friday night. And the guy was like, "Diane, it's radio. Nobody can see you."
Yeah, they can. Heck yeah, right now I can say to you that I'm looking at a fantastic, incredibly large orange portable toilet with the blue in it, and it's spick and span, clean as a whistle. You go in there and you have a meeting, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Yeah, right there, just gorgeous. Radio's theater of the mind, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Theater of the mind. Okay, I think one more break, weather, and then we wrap it up here. And then I'm going to change the face of Gulliford Services because I know how to work.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah. Flannel, muscles, the whole thing. Oh, yeah. What you need me to lift, Russ? Oh, yeah. He gave me coffee. It's got some good caffeine this morning.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. Do the weather. Wrap it here from Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. You better hope I'm on your route today, my friends. We'll be back.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
I-70. Please remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
You graduated Muhammad Seymour, but why did you want to do this work?
Growing up around it, my dad just retired with, I believe, 32 years with U of I PD, so he just retired at the beginning of this year.
Jeff.
Yep.
Jeff Christensen, I was just mingling with him over the avocados at Sam's, and he was chief of police at U of I for a number of years. Jeff Christensen just retired. I just saw him, so that's your dad.
Well, no wonder.
It's kind of in your blood.
I guess, yeah. I mean, just growing up around him and a lot of his friends were police officers and so forth. And I picked up a lot of bad habits from him.
And speaking of your dad and being in this, how was it growing up? Did you have friends that were like, oh, let's not go over to the Christensen's house because we can't get away with anything over there?
Jokingly, yes. But my dad's more of a quiet guy, so I don't think my friends could tell if he was ever mad or just being himself.
That made him nervous. He's looking at me funny. Hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are a law enforcement official with Corey Christensen, Champaign County.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, looking like sunshine and a high 64, 52 our low tonight. Mostly cloudy, some breezy conditions coming our way. Thursday, make way for a high of 75 with the sunshine. Down to around 55 with partly cloudy conditions Thursday evening. Clouds and breezy with a high 72 come Friday. Then a 70% chance of thunderstorms with a low around 58 Friday. Friday night, up to 68 Saturday, 70% chance of rain. Sunday, there's a chance of showers with a high 50. We're currently at 42 on ESPN 93.5.
I'm here. We're kind of going over the schedule.
I heard Russ say there's a lot of red, and that's you, Stevie J.
That's on the schedule. Who would possibly be this coordinated to actually have a plan for me? What?
Probably Michelle Van Wynen.
Yeah, Michelle's probably had a hand in this, and then we've been going over my little bag thing here. I better clip my nails just in case I want to bite them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a nip and clip right here. Nip and clip. It's a good one. Oh, yeah.
Well, Stevie, if radio doesn't work out for you, you know you can always clean toilets.
No, listen, I'm very, very serious in being here this morning. You can feel a company. They're hiring. $17-$18 an hour, being a technician, driving around, listening to Stevie J on the radio. Come on, man. What? Russ Gulliford's the guy here, and they got stuff, man. I'm serious. You ought to, if you know somebody wants to apply, work at a good place, And room for growth, all those good things, you ought to get an application in here. He's looking for some people. Got to have a driver's license. And you got to be honest. So I probably need to wrap this, huh? We're at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer, part of our Hard Working Man series. I don't know if we're going out next week. I think we're still scheduling things. I know the 24th I'm going to CMI. Or I will change the face of their company forever as I run their gear.
Oh, boy.
Huh? This is the man. I'm going to be riding around with you? Okay. I'm pretty good at stuff. I know the difference between the starry thing and the flat one. Oh, yeah. That flat thing screwdriver. Thank you. I'm here all day. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll see how this goes. My failing in this whole promotion is I should have said I'll hang out with your guys for an hour, and I said three. What was I thinking? So I really offered to ride over to have a peek at some of those portable toilets in Decatur, but Russ wouldn't have it. So I'm in for long drives with the radio on, the heat going. That's what I'm thinking. Coffee. So stand by. Again, Facebook. And anything else? And they just go to Facebook?
And ESPNCU.
Yeah, I know all that. Just checking if you do. ESPNCU, Facebook. John, are you going to quit before you take me out? Because I see it in your eyes. I ain't doing this. That's too much. I'll dig down sewer holes and do whatever you say, but I'm not driving that guy. I'm the what? I have to leave the truck. How's it going to look if I'm holding on to the handle and you're dragging me by my feet? That could be good, actually. All right, we'll wrap it. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Jeremy Warner Show coming up in a few. Stand by on Facebook if you want to see some live, or you can go later and click on it, too.
Enjoy the day.
You'll probably have at least 7 views on that, I bet.
All righty.
Huh?
And our website, too.
The ESPNCU.com.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, thank you, Diane. We'll see you in the morning.
All right, enjoy the day.
Wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye. Bye.
You can tell a lot about a person just by looking at their lawn. So if you man your own mower, NAPA has select lawn and garden batteries for just $21.99 with exchange. That's right, just $21.99 to uphold your good name and show the neighbors what a quality cut really looks like. Quality parts, helpful people. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Join Habitat for Humanity and national partner Lowe's for the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women as part of the 2018 Habitat Women's Build. It's just $5 and pre-registration is required online at cuhabitat.org. Learn how to safely use hand and power tools, install siding, flooring, and frame walls and roofs. Learn so you can feel comfortable participating in the 2018 Women's Build, starting May 5th and continuing all summer in Urbana. It's the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women for the 2018 Habitat for Humanity Women's Build, Thursday, April 19th. Get more details online at cuhabitat.org.
Introducing the Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour, a developmental program for boys and girls aged 10 to 17 in the Central Illinois area. And it's designed for junior golfers to gain competitive experience in a partner format while playing a variety of courses. Team up and play in this two-person scramble beginning May 19th through August 10th. Play Champaign Country Club, Lincolnshire, Urbana Country Club, and Stone Creek, and more in this 8-match series. Only $20 to enter each event. For complete details, go to Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trading allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
I-70. Please remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
What? Right with that?
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions.